Time to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles offense from Sunday night's loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. I liked what the offense did for the most part. Mm-hmm. I liked the short passing game, control the line of scrimmage, Carson Wentz get the football out of his hands quickly. It worked really well, Brian, until the Eagles get down into Dallas Cowboys territory. 6 minutes left in the game. Second and eight, they tried Josh Huff on the wide receiver pass.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think the time of the game, that's probably the issue there, just the timing of the situation. I didn't love that play call. I didn't have a huge problem with it, but I just didn't love it. I think consistency at that point, let's continue to just work the things that have been working for a special play, a trick play at that point in the game. That probably wasn't the right time.
And that said, I still thought Jordan Matthews could have made a better play on the ball.
Should have, no question.
Maybe didn't see it as well, maybe didn't locate it, whatever, but it was a catchable ball.
Well, the ball is coming from a different point. So instead of the middle of the field where a quarterback's at, the ball is coming from almost on the sideline. So you're seeing the ball a little bit differently as a wide receiver. So it's hard to find some of those balls, especially at nighttime in the dome. And that's no excuse at this point, but we have to deal with some of the factors as well. He has to do a better job. He's a number one receiver here in this offense. He has to find a better way to complete some of those balls, help out the quarterback, Josh Huff, as well.
And then on third and eight, the Eagles at the 30-yard line. A flare-up pass out to the right side, Darren Sproles. The Cowboys smother it, a 6-yard loss. The play call, what do you think?
You know, I think what Doug was thinking, we have to find a way to get the ball to Darren Sproles. I mean, he's been all of our offense for the most part of the day. We have to find different ways. They've used him on draws. They use him on quick screens. They use him on different type of running plays. And I think that was just Doug's attempt to try to find a different way to get Darren in space. What I think Doug didn't take into account is Sean Lee. I mean, he speeds to the ball. He reads things. He dissects plays aggressively, and he gets after it. That's the part that you kind of miss. Time and play. You're talking about time and score. You talk about at that point, you just needed a few more yards to get a closer field goal. I think that's where we kind of lost it between the play call and the execution of the play.
And then the decision not to kick the field goal there?
It was going to be a long kick. I think, again, you're saying, okay, let's trust our defense. If we miss, something crazy happens, even though you have a lot of confidence in Caleb Sturgis just because he's been kicking well, I think you want to kick at that point because of his pedigree, what he's done so far. But the thought process is that we're going to pin these guys deep, make them go 90 yards, and they have to score a touchdown. Hopefully our defense may bend just a bit, but as long as they don't break, we're good. Unfortunately, our defense couldn't come up with the big play. That's where we get hurt at.
Big picture here, Brian, the Eagles not getting the explosive chunk plays that they need from the offense. Carson Wentz, a good game, but just 202 yards, a long of 14 yards. What's going on there? How do you unlock these wide receivers?
Well, over 70% completions for Carson Wentz, which is a great thing for a young quarterback on a Sunday night football. Everyone's watching. The problem is, and we've had this problem almost all year long, we're not as aggressive down the field throwing the football. And a lot of things go into it. First of all, you have to have the protection. I think the offensive line did a pretty good job of protecting Carson last night. He has the time. Then you have to have receivers that are going to run great routes and fight for the ball down the field. And then you have to have the throw. I think part of the issue is that we don't have the receivers right now that can go down there and make these big-time plays. They have to do a better job. I think they have the ability. They have the speed to get down the field. But making the play on the ball, there's just a disconnect there somewhere.
Yeah, Eagles trying to get it done here. A lot of horizontal passes. And Carson Wentz, I still think, really great command of the offense.
Yeah.
Excellent accuracy, great poise. But two games here in the season on the road, the Eagles failed to hold a lead in Detroit, mm-hmm. failed to hold a lead at Dallas. And we just look for that 60-minute effort.
Well, one of the things that you have to be patient with this team, I think it's a rebuilding effort. I think because we started out so hot, it's hard to be patient. But again, you're talking about weapons. You're talking about those big plays. You need those chunk plays. You have to have the proper weapons around your quarterback. In some situations, we have the right weapons. They're just not making the plays. That's the disconnect. That's what happens with young teams. And young teams are critical situations. You don't make those big plays that you need to make to win. This team has to get a little bit older, a little bit more matured, but they also have to figure out a way how to make big plays at those critical times in the game. Right now, we're not making them.
Very quick turnaround for the Philadelphia Eagles this week. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll look ahead. Another NFC East tussle on the road at MetLife Stadium. The Giants, what else? Coming off a bye week. They're a little hot, two straight wins. A big challenge for the Eagles ahead on Sunday.